So the fund was created to incentivize state and local governments to work together with the federal government in delivering services to people. It could be Medicaid services, it could be food stamps, it could be education, it could be healthcare, in more effective ways. And to basically do that by reducing the cost of administering the program, getting the money to the right person so that there is reduced waste or fraud, and also extending the reach of programs by allowing them to combine how they deliver funds so that they can not have to spend the same money twice and make their dollars go further.
So what sort of pilot programs have been coming out of this fund, or is it too early for that?
Well, there's a number of early pilots that have been undertaken in various different arenas. Many of them try to combine what had been previously cumbersome service delivery mechanisms, so that if a state caseworker or a state employee had to go through lots of different bureaucratic steps before they delivered services and had to do so for a number of different programs. A number of the pilots, which you can read about, by the way, at collaborativeforum.org or collaborativeforumonline.org, which is a state and local group that works with OMB on the Partnership Fund, basically allow the states to pilot what would happen if we put these programs together. How much cost would it save, and how far could we get the dollars to go in terms of serving more people?
Now, you have had a long history in federal government because you were at OMB for a number of years, and I think there's been a series of efforts to try to assess programs and make sure that they go to the right people and the money is spent efficiently. How does this advance it from what you recall being done, say, 20 years ago?
Well, one of the differences is the active involvement of state and local leaders and also private sector nonprofit groups in the design of these pilot projects. So rather than have sort of a federal top-down approach, this is more of a bottoms-up approach where state and local groups actually vet the projects before OMB ever sees them for review. So there's a lot of buy-in among the communities that are going to deliver the services. There is a active involvement of the advocacy community, which, of course, does a lot of work on behalf of people for whom government services are targeted in different ways. And there is an encouragement of states to work together through organizations like NASIO or the American Society for Public Health, which are basically organizations that bring state groups together. And all of those groups, those kinds of groups, have been working with OMB on this. It makes it a much more inclusive process than what might have happened before.
So it sounds like there's acknowledgement that even though the funds ultimately are federal, the administration of them is state and local, and now that group and those groups are being brought in, since really that's where the rubber hits the road.
That's correct. And they're focusing on outcomes, which, of course, is a mantra of many administrations, but often gets lost in the actual delivery of services at the local level once you get the dollars down there. So these pilot projects really have to demonstrate that there is a strong, improved outcome in the program, whether it's better services or lower cost or both, and that those outcomes really have to focus on the clients who are being benefited by the program or programs that are at issue.
We are talking with Dan Chenock. He is a senior fellow with the IBM Center for the Business of Government. And I wanted to get more into some of these more ethereal terms like innovation and human service delivery. They could be words that mean different things or might mean very little to some people. And what you are saying here, though, is that there are concrete solutions to these issues. Is this the direction that federal government may be headed as far as these types of partnerships and funds are concerned, to find these concrete solutions to these kind of squishy problems?
I think you're onto something, Amy. I think that there is a lot of opportunity, especially through technology and social media, for groups that didn't used to be able to come together very easily, or they'd have to travel a long way to conferences or go through formal processes, to come together to identify what outcomes they wanted to achieve to serve the people that they have in common. And innovation in this case really means finding new ways for them to work together to identify what those people need in terms of healthcare or food services or education, and how federal agencies can work across boundaries as well as with state and local governments. And the innovation really takes advantage of these new technologies and comes up with new ways for these groups to communicate. And one of the goals that the Partnership Fund has, and that the roundtable that NAPA, the National Academy for Public Administration, the Partnership for Public Service, and the IBM Center for the Business of Government hosted of high-level leaders about the Partnership Fund, was to identify how this fund and that innovation can be extended to other types of federal programs.
And that was my question. Now that you're getting this body of ideas for the future, how do they become inculcated? How do they become baked into program development? And what will you be doing, you know, down the line?
Well, it's interesting. One of the comments that OMB made after our roundtable was that the group of leaders who came together, and you can read about it at the any of the websites of the three organizations I just mentioned, including businessofgovernment.org, will show you who was in that roundtable. That created a community of people who have stayed together and who have continued to work with OMB on fostering these ideas and identifying other program areas, as well as contributing to continued administration policy, such as the president's memorandum from last spring on administrative flexibility. So this community is coming together in ways that allow OMB to benefit from good thinking of leaders across the spectrum.